Country Bob FM.
So as you should almost exclusively do the jingle bells at this time of the year.
Right. We used it last week.
Yeah, and somebody left it out the whole weekend. I came in yesterday and it's out.
Oh, that's right. You know what?
Just for anybody to take.
Right. That's my bad. For the first time ever, because Allie was here and she is a percussionist, right? She's got jingle bells and triangles and tambourines and all that stuff in her car and her trunk.
You left it to the expert.
So I said, you're going to do the opening sounder, and it sounded fantastic, and it did way better than I could have done.
Or me. Right. Either of us, because she probably actually had some rhythm.
Yeah. So,
really nice.
So I said, for the first time ever, the kickoff sounder to the Almanac is coming from this side of the room.
We just need to remember.
Put it back.
We got to put it back.
Right.
Also address something else from your staff. I need your staff to see this little note that I put up top here in our news browser.
Okay.
I can't believe your staff has never seen this, because every time I come back, my stuff is deleted.
Oh.
Please do not delete news stories with audio on the top of that.
Oh, sure.
It sounds like your staff has never seen that before.
Well, I used that little box, but...
Yeah, well, you just have to paste the stuff below.
Below? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or your staff has to just paste the stuff below, because it looks like you're copying and pasting.
That's what I do.
Is what you're doing.
Just the forecast is all
right,
I put
right
in there.
Exactly. Okay. And that's fine.
Duly noted.
It's your staff, of course.
My staff.
You have nothing to do with that at all.
No.
Because I like to put little story from our news team. Because the news team doesn't save anything. It's up to me, my staff, to save stuff from the news team. And sometimes they give me a story, let's say, on December 5th that is undated. I go, well, I can use that later date.
Ah. Okay, my staff is now in the know.
Okay, all right, and that's good. When's the last time they were in the know?
Well, that is... nobody knows that.
Tuesday, December 17th, 352nd day of the year, 1903. This was the day. This is one of those days in human history. This is like space travel. This is like first contact with aliens. This is like, you know, first standing upright. Wilburn Overwright to be able to harness the ability to fly.
Oh, yeah.
First successful controlled flight of a powered aircraft at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Where would we be if we wouldn't have had mastered flight?
Yeah, well, it would be a much different world in which we live.
They made the first controlled sustained flight of an engine-powered heavier-than-air aircraft with the Wright Flyer. This date, 1903, of course, at Kitty Hawk.
It's amazing, really, when you think about it, in 1903 for what they did.
And it wasn't up very long, but it was up long enough for them to go, okay, this is what we got. We got a little airlift. We got some uplift. Mm-hmm. And now we got to find a better way to control it and then master it. And they did.
And really, within a short, less than what, barely 20 years later, It was a game changer. It was all over.
Less than that, because they had airplanes
in World War One. Yeah.
We had the Red Baron.
That's right.
So, Snoopy.
Yeah. 12 years later.
Yes.
13.
Didn't take long.
Pretty soon. And then, 24 years later, we're flying across the pond.
Now this.
Albania.
Sweet.
Albania. You border on the Adriatic.
Sam is dumbfounded
right
there. He doesn't know what's hitting him at any point in time. Albania in the news this date, 1912. The Albanian de facto independence from the Ottoman Empire is finally recognized by the London Conference of Ambassadors. Pretty big day for Albania.
I would say.
Yes.
I can just imagine the first time. Whoever wrote that into Cheers was pure
good.
Genius.
1969.
And now here's the moment you've been waiting for, which a lot of people thought would not come to pass on this show, but it did. The wedding of Mr. Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky Buttinger.
Yeah, this was the night. Huge ratings. 50 million people tuned into the Tonight Show to see Tiny Tim marry Miss Vicky. And they were a match made in heaven.
I think it was a Friday night.
You remember it?
Yes.
Did you tune in? Did you stay up for it?
I had just turned 11 years old, but I just remember it seems like I thought I was watching, but I wouldn't be watching unless it was a Friday night because I couldn't stay up that late.
But in a school night.
I don't know. I guess maybe there's a way to look that. What's the date today? December 8th, 17th?
December 17th. Yeah, you can easily look back at past calendars. Okay. Feel free. You'll look it up.
I'll look it up.
As I stopped, I saw a hand come through the crowd in the first row. And that was the only active gesture that I saw, but in the hand was a weapon.
So that is Gerald Ford shortly after the attempt on his life by Lynette Squeaky Fromm. And again, there were assassination attempts on him twice in like a month because there was Sarah Jane Moore and then Lynette Squeaky Fromm. It was Squeaky Fromm who was actually a disciple of Charles Manson. And I don't know how she got the name Squeaky.
Right.
But attempted assassination. I don't think she fired the shot. Sarah Jane Moore actually got a shot off.
Right.
And missed. I don't think Squeaky Fromm, you can correct me if I am wrong, but I don't think she was able to
get
a
prison,
shot off.
Though.
Thank God. Yeah. Yeah. For life. She was sentenced on this date to life in prison.
It was a Wednesday. So maybe I didn't watch it.
Yeah, that's right. It's what do they call that when it's a memory that you know? That's after like, over years, you convince yourself that it actually did happen, right?
It was the guy from NBC News.
Maybe a perceived. Oh, Brian Williams.
Right, yes, it was a Brian Williams moment.
Okay. Have you heard this? Probably have.
Yeah.
Happy Holidays from Hershey's Kisses.
Oh.
That aired for the first time, 1989. That's how long that has been airing, and it is still airing. I think they've re-recorded it, probably, because now it's more digital, and they would have just re-recorded it and not converted the old analog to digital and everything. But basically, the ad is exactly the same.
Hmm.
They've been doing it since 1989.
And it's still effective.
It is.
Makes me want to have one.
Yeah, I've got some in my office.
Well, I'll stop by.
Those Hershey Kisses, big part. And they're old. You think that those were relatively new, and I don't remember them early in my childhood. But early on in the Hershey's, because it's one of the foods that built America.
Yeah, I remember the episode. Yeah, they did. They showed them wrapping them and
exactly.
doing them, yeah.
So that was in 89. 2002, McDonald's saying that they were going to report their first quarterly loss in its 47-year history.
Wow.
Still suffering the losses. From the McDLT, that's what it was. Actually, it was Ronald McDonald. He was he was skimming. He was embezzling money.
Mm.
Face paint is not cheap, Neil.
No,
big red shoes. They're not cheap.
You know, they don't grow on trees.
And how did they get out of the red? They just brought back the McRib. Yeah. When in doubt, bring back the McRib. That's what they're saying is. If the numbers are looking bad, you bring back the McRib, which I have been told is back now.
Oh well,
Golfing Farmer. Faked some kind of a story that he locked his keys in his car or something and had to go to town and ended up getting a McRib.
Hmm. Well
out
played.
Of the deals, and he sent me the picture, and it was as, and the picture's as appetizing as ever.
I'm sure it is. The little grill marks on the fake pork thing.
Hey, it works.
Yeah, right.
Close your eyes and you think you're eating something.
Right.
2011, hear this date, 2011, this was in the news.
Tonight, an 11-day period of mourning is underway for Kim Jong-il, the dictator who died Saturday. And we were struck by images from inside the Hermit Kingdom showing grief-stricken North Koreans in despair, wailing uncontrollably. But is all that emotion real, forced, or a bit of both?
They were paid actors,
right?
Knowing the Kim Jong-un and Il regime.
Right.
Kim Jong-il died on this date. He was 69 years old. He now he's the one. Oh no! By the way, had you ever seen Kim Jong Il and Yoko Ono in the same place?
No, I don't think so. It could very well be the same.
So Kim Jong Il claimed to have scored a 34 on a par 72, the Pyongyang golf course.
Yeah.
Back in 94. Remember reading about this?
Yes. Yeah,
where he had five holes in one.
Right.
And a birdie or better on every hole.
Yes.
That's very believable.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Yeah, that guy could do that in his sleep.
And you think our politicians tell some tall tales.
Right. That's right at the top of
our congressmen and other people. Yeah. But Kim Jong-il, that's a whole nother level.
Right.
It really is. 2018.
The Missouri judge that's ordered a poacher to watch the movie Bambi over and over again. As part of his sentence, David Berry Jr. must now watch the animated classic at least once a month during his year in jail. Prosecutors say he illegally killed hundreds of deer, taking their heads and leaving their bodies to rot. It's considered one of the largest poaching cases in Missouri's history.
That guy's awful. He's a monster.
That's ridiculous. What are you doing?
And but they sentenced him so he would have only a year-long prison system. Would have been longer had he not agreed to the Bambi thing once a month. And that's going to... I hope that softens his heart. How can it not when you watch Bambi?
Well, he is a monster.
Right. Now he's only poaching one deer a week.
Oh, now, well, he's really cut back.
Yeah, so that was 2018. We lost Laverne. On this date, 2018.
Just what makes that little old Dan think he can move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows Dan Ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got what, Laverne?
A hernia.
Penny Marshall, the actress, director.
She's great.
She directed A League of Their Own, Big, some of the great movies, and of course was Laverne.
Yep.
Laverne and Shirley spinoff from Happy Days. Penny Marshall today.
She was married to Meathead in real life, right?
Isn't that true? Rob Reiner?
Yeah.
Is that where they married? Think you're right.
It seems
because,
like
of course, her brother was Gary Marshall.
From?
Who did all the Happy Days things and the producing and the directing and whatnot there. Her and Rob Reiner. Yeah, I've kind of forgotten about Rob Reiner a little bit.
Yeah, well, understandable.
But yeah. We loved him as Meathead.
Yes.
Certainly.
And he kinda...
You are a Meathead. Dead from the neck up. Meathead.
Yeah.
And art then mimic life. 2022. Do you remember this?
Greg Joseph for the NFC North. And the kick.
It's good.
It's good. It's a winner at U.S. Bank Stadium.
So this was the big comeback. Vikings were down 33-0 at halftime.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Indianapolis Colts came back to tie it, forced overtime, and the Vikings win 39-36. I just remember that little screenplay to Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the late touchdowns.
Yes.
I don't think that was the one that tied it, but it was a key one there in the second half. It was just, I didn't think it was going to happen.
No.
And then the Vikings went on to lose. Who'd they lose to in the playoffs? Saints? No. Giants. Is that when the Giants came into town?
Yeah, I think it was.
Daniel Jones came in here and roughed us up.
That's his only big win of his career.
He's now on our
team. Now he's on our team.
Now he's
and that Greg Joseph that I was just watching.
Greg the leg.
Yeah, he just kicked a field goal for somebody on Sunday to win a game. I said, he used to be with the Vikes. I forgot he was a kicker. Where did we watch that game? Wasn't that...
You weren't at my house.
I thought we were. Wasn't that a...
I thought it was the Buffalo game.
Oh, that's right. It was a Buffalo game.
The crazy Buffalo
game. That was...
Yes.
Just as crazy as
the... It was. There were some crazy ones that year. That was with all the one-score victories. Birthdays. If you're Catholic, your Pope is having a birthday today.
Oh, nice.
The 266th Pope. Mm. Pope Francis. He's still the Pope, is he not? You're not telling me that he's a former Pope. So
no, he's the Pope.
He is 88. Those guys live to be a good ripe old age. They must get good health care there in the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Vatican City.
Hi, I'm Chris Matthews of NBC's Hardball. I hope you're enjoying Saturday Night Live's presidential bash. It's great.
I don't know if that's Chris Matthews. It might be Daryl Hammond as Chris Matthews.
It's pretty good, though.
Hardball. He's the host of Hardball.
Right. That's not a baseball show either.
No, it isn't. It's a political show.
Yeah.
It's on one of those networks, MSNBC or one of those. Chris Matthews, 79.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projections, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full trance mediums, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis?
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
He was Winston. He was the right? We had the fifth Beatle. Fourth Ghostbuster.
Oh, yeah.
He was the fourth Ghostbuster. It was Ernie Hudson who came in.
That's right.
You know, he had the other three, and then they needed some help.
Yep.
So they brought in Ernie Hudson. He applied for the job there at the old firehouse, the new headquarters for the Ghostbusters. He is 79.
Now, I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross-country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster. You think you hate it now, but wait till you drive it.
Eugene Levy. He could sell me a car.
Well,
I want it.
That's a pretty good sales speech right there.
After that, of course, Clark Griswold would not be fooled, but he would end up having to take that car anyway because that's all he had. Didn't have the metallic P, the but sport wagon, hoping, whatever it was, with the rally fun pack, the optional rally fun pack. You know, they never do say what's in the rally fun pack.
No.
I'm just wondering. My imagination goes wild when I hear that. But very funny guy. He is a Canadian treasure.
Yep.
Eugene Levy.
He was on SCTV.
SCTV, yeah. Exactly. All of the American Pie movies.
Yes.
That television show that he did with his son, Bleeps Creek.
Oh, yeah.
I still can't say that because I'm saying the word even though it's spelt different. And it's plural or possessive, I should say. I still just can't say it. I'm afraid to.
Right, I
understand.
I
probably shouldn't, but Eugene, I won't. His son is pretty funny, too, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
But Eugene Levy is 78. You find your dancing morning on the night cloud. Put your head together now and sing out loud. It's all fine.
Great rock and roll voice.
Lead singer, Bad Company.
How old is Paul Rogers now?
He is 75 today.
Nice. Whoa, whoa, you got the
best of my love. Whoa, whoa. She was a founding member of the Emotions.
Ooh.
Ooh, whoa, whoa.
Good tune.
You got the best of my love. Whoa, whoa. Best of my love. You got the best of my love. 73 for Wanda Hutchinson here today. How about this speech?
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
I get chills.
That's good.
I know Randy Quaid gets chills. If you're able to read and have a speech that can inspire Randy Quaid to take his fighter jet and go right up, you know, into the orifice of the alien spacecraft.
Right.
That's something right there.
Because
didn't
impressive.
He say, up yours, I'm back. You know, because he had been taken.
Yes.
And probed by the aliens. And I think you're aware of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Independence Day.
So Bill Pullman is 71 today. Ernie.
And then these two guys heard what you said. They said Ernie was a secondhand kid.
I'm not a secondhand kid. Hey, my Uncle Charlie?
You're the finest little knothead I've ever seen.
Hey, no kidding.
No kidding.
There's Chip, Uncle Charlie, and Ernie. He was, of course, the youngest. He was adopted.
Yes.
He was the adopted Douglas boy. But he was the actual real-life brother of the actor that played Chip.
Yeah.
Barry Livingston is 71.
Did a nice job. And Uncle Charlie there got a little emotional almost.
William Demarest, I could tell. You could tell. Tracy Byrds, 58 today. Old in heaven, yeah. We know what he sounds like.
Oh, God. So adorable. Look at them sleeping there like angels.
Yeah, I really cherish these moments because, well, you know, they're going to be awake again.
So he was Phoebe's brother on Friends, you know, and he and his wife used Phoebe as a surrogate mother. And then she had triplets. He was in Saving Private Ryan. I think he died. They were trying to patch up his innards, and it didn't work out. It's Giovanni Ribisi is 50 here today.
All right, Jim, gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with Arthur Fiedler. Not Fish and Chips. That was a different guy. This is conduct. He did the. He was the leader of the Boston Pops Orchestra, born on this day, 1894. He will always be Goober, although he played a bad guy and a comedic kind of a bad guy in several Gunsmoke episodes. George Lindsay, 1928.
Listen to this. He's going to take off on Cary Grant. Go, Goob. Judy, 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 Judy. Couldn't you just swear Cary Grant was right here in this room?
Yeah, that was good, Goober.
That sure was, Goob. You got to show me how you do that.
Gomer and Goober.
Just amazed by his impersonation. Jim Nabors as Gomer, George Lindsay as Goobers. They were cousins, and they showed up on the Andy Griffith Show. And then Goober had a standing role in Mayberry RFD, took over at the fill-in station there, of course.
And I love that hat he wore.
Yeah.
It was, with the little flaps on it.
You wouldn't be caught dead wearing one. But
so the question when it comes to Goober,
yeah,
is it his character? Is that the reason we call people Goobers?
I think
so. Or did
so.
That come
yes.
before that? And does his name come from Goober Peas?
His name might have come from Goober Peas, but Goober it's Peas. Because eating of his Goober character Peas. That we, you know, refer to people as a Goober.
There's a song, Goober yeah, Peas.
I'm sure there is. Again, 1928. Dave Madden, he was the Reuben Kincaid. He was kind of the manager,
oh,
right?
He sure was,
of
yeah.
The Partridge
Best
Family.
Best manager.
1931.
Any big-time recording artist wish they had a manager as good as Reuben Kincaid.
Yeah, I know it was my idea, and I'll figure a way out. Believe me, I'll put my mind to it.
We need a lot more help than that.
Did your mother ever tell you to look both ways before you cross the street?
Of course.
Too bad.
he and Danny had some great back.
Yes, they did. They did. Dave Madden played that role quite nicely. He did some other things. Rowan and Martin's Laugh in it would show up on things. Born on this day, 1931. He was the patriarch of the Ripken clan that had the brothers Cal and Billy that both played in the major leagues, and their dad long. I think he played and was a long time coach, manager. Cal Ripken Sr., a kind of a grizzled baseball man, 1935. Hall of Fame singer, he was a member of the Temptations, Eddie Kendricks.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
That's pretty good.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy.
What is it that's running away with you? No, you're singing My Girl.
Oh, yeah, My Girl.
This is Just My Imagination. Yeah.
Just
running away from me.
That's the Temptations and Eddie Kendricks singing. So good. Born on this day, 1939. You remember the Neville brothers? He was a part of them. Art Neville, 1937. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon. No Repeat Workday. Tuesday. Dancy's Dream. Russell Sar. Oh, these are all groups, by the way.
Sure.
McBride and the Ride, Love on the Loose, Heart on the Run, or Highway 101, and our good friend Paulette Carlson, Cry, Cry, Cry.
Boy, all good one, but I'm gonna go with Terry McBride and the Ride today.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1.